The 4 News Briefing proudly brought to you by Super Succulents, for people that suck at gardening. Order yours today. Good evening, I'm Austin Pollock with your 4 News Briefing. It's great to have your company. Nursing homes and hospitals in Queensland's border town of Goondiwindi have been evacuated via helicopter, with over 10,000 locals on standby to leave the flooded country town. The town has been cut off and homes flooded as many prepare for days or potentially weeks of isolation. The Royal Flying Doctor Service has arrived in town assisting elderly residents and flying them to safety in towns like Toowoomba and nearby Warwick. Extra paramedics have also touched down assisting health workers and emergency services during the crisis. Goondiwindi Mayor Lawrence Springwood urged the community to stay up to date with emergency flood plans and to remain cautious. Queensland Ambulance Treating Extra Paramedics are about to touch down in Goondiwindi to assist local crews and other emergency services, with the bomb predicting flood levels to peak later today. A reminder that if it is flooded, forget it. This afternoon, QFES issued a warning alert for the region, with flood levels predicted to reach record-breaking highs, not seen since 2011. The river is tipped to reach 10.7 metres, peaking tomorrow and breaking records set in the town's 2011 floods. The town levee protecting Goondiwindi from mass devastation was developed after the tragic floods of 1956 and sits at 10.8 metres. QFES have said it's unlikely floodwaters will surpass the levee bank height, but will remain at a dangerous flood level for some time. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has revealed his climate change policy for the next federal election by declaring the plan will harness the economic potential of renewable energy to reduce emissions by 43% by 2030. The long-awaited targets exceed the coalition's forecasted of a 35% reduction, as well as its official target of a 26-28% cut on 2005 emission levels by 2030. Mr. Albanese released the policy underpinning Labor's target today, describing it as a comprehensive plan to take Australia forward. Labor's target will be underpinned by a suite of policy measures, including a promise to invest $20 billion upgrading the electricity grid and removing taxes from electric vehicles. This $251 million investment would involve exempting vehicles from the luxury car tax threshold from fringe benefit tax, while ditching plan for mandatory fuel standards to drive down emissions. Briefly, hailstorms have battered Sydney south, with more severe weather on the way. The first ever COVID-19 death has been recorded in the Northern Territory, and two new Omicron cases recorded in New South Wales, and the ACT reports their first variant infection. 4 News Weather. Get the latest news anytime, anywhere on the 4 News website, 4newsaus.com. To your weather now. Sydney tomorrow, top of 23, shower or 2. Melbourne 19, partly cloudy. Brisbane 31, possible late shower. In Perth, 33, sunny. Adelaide, 23, partly cloudy. Hobart, 15, morning shower or 2. Canberra, 25, shower or 2. And in Darwin, 35, shower or 2 and possible storm. Now, this is the 4 News Briefing for this Friday. Thank you so much for your company. As you know, it is the first time that we have done one of these in around 2 months now. As you may have seen in our YouTube channel, we have been doing a few behind-the-scenes clips of getting our new studio ready. That is being done. So we cannot wait to see you from around mid-December. We're hoping about December 15, we will begin posting on our YouTube channel. We have already begun posting on our website again, so stay tuned for those. But for now, though, I'm Austin Pollock. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.